Mini episode 1620 of the FDA Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDA Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1620 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Succession episode 4.10. Here's our top five notes of interest as we head into the series finale. Number five, we've probably seen the last of some great supporting characters. Ewan, Marcia, Carrie, and Marianne would appear to serve no purpose in the finale and basically made their last necessary mark in the penultimate episode. That said, Stewie, Sandy, and Sandy are bound to be part of the finale, and that is going to be awesome. Can we also get Nan Pierce's sour face back on camera for old time's sake? Number 4. R.I.P. Roman, figuratively, and after he got jumped by Antifa, almost literally. The Grim Weeper melted down after repressing all of his grieving and imitating how he felt his father would have reacted in various situations. Perhaps it was Ewan's sad backstory of how Logan came to be such a monster. Perhaps it was the final terrible realization that he would never have the closure that he wanted from his abusive father. But in one moment that was almost four full seasons in the making, the most glib and sarcastic of all of the characters got more real than we have ever seen any of them on the biggest stage that they've ever been on. And in the enormous universe controlled by the Roy family, that kind of real sealed his fate. Number 3. All of a sudden, Mencken becomes a wild card. He surely learned from the raisin that the president that the Roys help create, they can also help destroy, so he's not staying beholden to Roman and Kendall automatically. Although Mencken realizes that Shiv still hates him and wouldn't be the American CEO that would work best for him. CEO Greg, anybody? But the fact that Mencken's loyalties are in play adds one more element to a finale that is already jam-packed with them. Number 2. Barring any unexpected twists, it's Kendall against Shiv in the end for all the marbles. The format of the decision is pretty clear. Okay, the takeover by Mattson and Shiv, or quite likely another lackey, will rule, albeit under the Swede's thumb. He's definitely going to discard Shiv. In that version of reality, we will come to see Mattson as the true heir to Logan, but that scenario would have made a lot more sense before we learned of all of the un-Logan mistakes that the billionaire bro has made, from the blood bricks to the fraudulent Indian numbers. If there's no sale to Mattson, then Kendall, with Hugo and Colin by his side, is going to win by essentially becoming his father. That's the Godfather 2 ending that many have been pointing to for a while now. Number 1. We should all anticipate every available bit of dirt flying in the final battle. Even with Colin on Kendall's side now, there still may be some loose ends able to substantiate his Chappaquiddick moment, and we've seen Shiv try to assassinate his character previously, so you can bet on her going there. Right now, it would seem like there's no reason for Jerry to release Roman's, intimate pictures, but in his state of mind, provoking her to do so is entirely possible. Shiv being pregnant is not scandalous, but Kendall could certainly weaponize it against her, as well as spreading rumors that it may not be Tom's. For that matter, Shiv could try to get dirt on Kendall from Rava once the custody battle is joined. The unprecedented unity of the siblings, which began in the season 3 finale once Logan betrayed them, and was then reinforced even more by his sudden passing, has been unraveling since the wake. And now we see it fly apart into the messiest bomb that this series has ever assembled. Like nuclear war, there will be no winners, only a survivor who has sold his soul to get there. The guess from here is that it will be Kendall, but we will see. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge and our overall coverage of one of the greatest TV shows of all time.